Good morning, Chan.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Not bothered. Nice and cool out.
It is nice and cool. Now, we know where we recognise your voice because you've done so many interviews. Because Anne, you're the outreach coordinator, producer and presenter from Community Radio Kilkenny City. And we play a lot of your interviews. I think I spoke to you a few months back about this big challenge that you took on last Sunday on Halloween night. You abseiled in Smithfield for acquired brain injury. So tell us a little bit about this and why you did it.
Well, like you said, I did an abseil in Smithfield on Halloween. It was actually Halloween day. It wasn't night, it was Halloween day. I did it for Acquired Brain Injury Ireland to raise funds and awareness for the organisation. And the abseil was a 190-foot drop down the side of the Smithview Tower, the Skyview Tower in Smithfield, and which is, if people from Dublin will know, it is part of the Jemison Brewery, and it's one of the highest tourist points in Ireland, one of the highest viewing tourist points in Ireland, so I've been told since the weekend.
Well, it looks it, Anne, and I don't know how you did it, but is this a regular thing? Do many people do this from that tower?
On Sunday, over 80 people took part. There was over 80 people there who took part. Some people just showed up on the day and just made donations to Acquired Brain Injury Ireland and did the jump. Other people then, like myself, would have had, say, sponsor cards and donation boxes in their workplace or in their homes and was, say, accepting donations in, like, say, the last couple of months. I had a Just Giving a page also set up through Facebook, and it was linked on my Facebook page as well, where people could give donations on there, which was great. And I did get a good few donations through there, but I also got a lot of donations for people just came in here into the radio station in Kilkenny and just gave me money and said, look, stick my name there on a card, and they'd give me 5 or 10 or 50 euro for Acquired Brain Injury Ireland.
Great. And did you get a trial run in doing this, or did you just
do it?
Oh, did you know?
No.
I'm just looking at the video here that Adoni sent me. Oh my God, I don't know how you did it. It's very high.
Yeah, no trial run. Went up on the day. Believe it or not, I wasn't nervous at all. People don't believe me when I tell them that I wasn't nervous. I wasn't genuinely hand on heart. I was not nervous at all. I was more looking forward to it than anything. And then I really, when I got there, it was like, right, this is it now. I'm going to do it. And I was up early. I was up there early. My abseil wasn't due until 12:30. We were given times, and mine was at 12:30. But I was in Dublin for, I think it was just after 9:30. And went over just to see what was going on, and obviously see other people doing it and give support to them. And I was told then, because I was there early, that I'd get to go up early and that my time would be changed. So I went up at 11:30. So my drop was at 11:30. And it was great. It was absolute brilliant. I came down and I asked the two guys from Acquired Brain Injury Ireland, they're the fundraising coordinators, can I go up and do it again? It was just brilliant. I would absolutely in a heartbeat do it again.
So did you have many people there, like, you know, cheering you on, giving you that special kind of, I suppose, thing you needed to get to do it?
I had my daughter Candice there, and my sister Angela from Carlow, and my niece Rachel also from Carlow.
Brilliant.
Like, it'd be Angela's daughter. So on the morning I drove from Kilkenny to Carlow to collect them, and then set off and headed to Dublin, and just went up and just got on with it and did it. And like I said, it was brilliant. And everybody there was, you're saying about support, everybody there was supporting everybody else. You know, obviously there were people there that was going to be, naturally enough, they're going to be nervous, but they were going to do it regardless of the nerves or you know, whatever. Yeah. But obviously people are still going to be nervous. So everybody was supporting everybody else and telling everybody, look, you're going to be fine, you'll be grand, everything is, you know, you'll be down in no time. And it was brilliant. You know, everybody went up in groups. Nobody went up the tower on their own. It was,
right.
Everybody went up in a group.
Yeah.
In my group, there was six people in my group. There was four guys and it was four men and two women. There was me and another woman in the group. And like just the fun and the crack at the top, even, you know, before you come down the tower, it was like everybody made everybody feel relaxed and at ease. And the abseiling company from the UK, they were out on their own. They were fantastic. They couldn't have done enough for everybody.
Brilliant.
They were so supportive. They were giving us loads of tips and telling us, you know, how to come down and how to lean back when you went out on the tower, and everything was done in a slow pace. There was no rush. You took as long as you liked at the top. You settled yourself. They put you were in the harness when you went up, and then they put on the safety clips when you're on top. And you're literally you're held on with the safety clips, but you're not out on the tower. You're inside on the, in say, in the viewing platform.
Mm.
And it was just brilliant. Like everybody was just fantastic, and everybody that had family members and friends there were supporting each other, and everybody was clapping and cheering for the people as they were coming down the tower. So it was just. Everybody there for the one reason, and everybody there to support each other, but also to support Acquired Brain Injury Ireland and to raise like awareness of the organisation, because they're a fantastic, fantastic organisation.
Well, it's very close to your heart as well, Anne, because you know you had a brain injury as well. So you spoke to us last year about this, and just quickly tell listeners what happened to you and why this was so important for you to do this.
Yeah, as you said, I have an acquired brain injury from a road traffic collision. I was in a road traffic collision a number of years ago. And as a result, like I said, I was left with an acquired brain injury. And I, like my whole life, was changed. It was turned upside down. I was training in the ambulance service. I was going to be a paramedic. I was going to work in the ambulance service. And that was taken away from me because of the brain injury, because I wouldn't get medical clearance now to, you know, to work in the ambulance service or in any medical profession, or even to go into the fire service, because it was another option. Like, I thought that, well, okay, at the time I can't go into the ambulance service, but it might be a possibility of going into the fire service. But that was quickly kind of determined that couldn't happen either. I wouldn't be quick enough. I wouldn't be able to concentrate. My concentration wouldn't be great, and I wouldn't be, quick enough to react to certain situations. And in those kind of jobs, you need to be able to react and think on your feet. And that, I don't have that anymore. Like, so, unfortunately, I couldn't pursue the career that I wanted to pursue. But in saying that, now I'm quite happy. It doesn't bother me. It did bother me, I will admit, hand on heart. Of course it bothered me to have an acquired brain injury. I didn't ask for this. Mm. But in saying that, now I use it now as an advantage. And I use it in a positive way, that because of my thing is now, because I have an acquired brain injury, I'm in radio. I found something that was suited to me, something that was going to bring me on in life and was going to be good for me. And as a result of it, it's a sort of like a rehabilitation. Being in radio is like a rehabilitation, because when I started in radio, I had no clue of anything about radio. I'm only in radio since 2015. And even in 2015, I was only here for 2 hours once a week. I was being eased kind of into it. But then in 2016, I started as a full-time volunteer. And like I said, it's been a rehabilitation. The radio has been fantastic. And through radio, I got to know and learn about Acquired Brain Injury Ireland, because unfortunately I didn't avail of their services. Through being either naive or through pride or a little bit of both. It was a little bit of both. I didn't want to kind of admit to myself or to other people that, you know, this was a thing that was wrong with me. So it meant if I went to Acquired Brain Injury Ireland, well, I would be admitting that there was something really wrong with me. And through there, through that, I didn't use their services. But also a little bit of naivety as well, because I didn't kind of realise back then of how good the services were. And like I said, through radio, it was finding out about the services through another family, a local family in Kilkenny, who were fighting and campaigning for to get the services brought to Kilkenny, because they have a son with an acquired brain injury and there was no services in Kilkenny. The nearest was down in Tipperary. And it was through this family that I learnt about the service. And it was through this family that I ended up interviewing Jonathan, who is the fundraising coordinator with Acquired Brain Injury Ireland. And it was through an interview with him that I, well, realised, well, what this service is really all about. And that was it then. And then I linked in with the service then. And that was only in the past, I think it was about 4 years now, I'm linked in with the service.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's the reason why I don't want another person to go to be in the situation that I was in and finding out or being in an accident or being in a medical emergency and acquiring a brain injury and not knowing about this service. I want people to know everything about Acquired Brain Injury Ireland and the fantastic work and rehabilitation that they do for people. And I wouldn't, hand on heart, I wouldn't have been able to do that without radio and without the help of Community Radio Kilkenny City, because through here, it was here that led me to them. And now I'm working closely with them, and I'm interviewing them, and I'm taking part in events like the Abbott Sale, and I'm going to take part in other events as well.
Brilliant.
No matter what it is, I'm going to still continue to raise awareness for them, as well as money as well, which is important.
So tell us about the money. Did you raise what you wanted to raise?
No, unfortunately I didn't. My goal was, I was hoping that I would raise €1,000. But I didn't raise the €1,000. I made 670 on the page.
Yeah, very good.
But then I have other money as well to come in. I have, there's family members and other people, friends that have cards belonging to me that still have to come in. So hopefully in the next week or two, I'll get a little bit more and maybe get it up a little bit nearer to the 1,000. But my thing was, I was kind of set that I wanted to make 1,000. I was kind of a little bit disappointed in that way that I didn't make the target that I wanted to make. But look, there's always the next time. You know,
there always is, Anne, yeah. Always. But you did your best. And is the page still open and people want to donate?
Yes, the page is still open. It is, I actually don't have the link. Just give me 2 seconds.
Well, even you can send it on to me later and I'll
have the link.
Okay.
I do have it here. Yeah, it's www.justgiving.com/fundraising /Anne Nolan 4.
Okay. Anne Nolan 4. Okay, so it's still open if anyone's listening and they want to donate. They can do so for a very, very, very good organisation. And as you said, Anne, your life changed in a split second. You were going along. And people who acquire a brain injury, like as you said, you could be going along and then it just changes either through an accident or either through a stroke or anything to do with your brain. And it's, it must be one of the most frightening things to go through. But fair play to you, Anne, for doing this. And when you're doing your next one, get back onto us and we'll get it out there as well. And definitely go along the next time, because I'm just looking at the video of you on that, and fair play, because it is, it's, people don't know what it is. How many feet is it? that tower?
It's 190 foot. Ooh. But the worst part of it was everybody is saying, oh my God, when they see the video and that, they're saying, oh my God, how did you do that? How did you do that? I would do it all again, like I said, in a heartbeat. The worst part of it is the steps going up to the top.
Yeah.
There are 16 flights of stairs inside in that tower, and there's 240 steps.
Should be exhausted again. You get up there, but listen, Anne. Thanks a million for joining us today on Lifeline, and keep up the good work down there in Kilkenny Community Radio. You do great interviews, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
And look, can I just say as well to thank you to yourself, Debbie and Joni, and all there at Near FM for your support. You've been fantastic.
You're very welcome.
So, like, you're just from Community Radio Kilkenny City to Near FM. Thank you.
You're
so
very
much
welcome.
From the bottom of all our hearts here.
And thanks. And thanks again for giving us all the great interviews as well. And fair play to you for doing that last Sunday. So we'll talk to you again soon, and mind yourself.
Thanks a million.
Bye.
Thank
see you. Bye-bye. Bye.